Welcome into Xfinity Studios at Winter Park, and welcome to our guest today. It's Vikings special teams coordinator Mike Prefer.
Michael, how you doing? Coach,
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Doing great, thank you.
It's the off season, but I know you're not sitting back, resting, and relaxing. That's not your style. How's it been so far for you?
It's been a great off season. Got a lot accomplished. We had the free agency period. We studied a lot of the free agents that were available. We've been getting ready for the draft. Ryan Thicken and I have watched upwards of 100, 110 players. Did reports on them, studied them, make sure we had them ranked properly. We also do a lot of different projects, studying our divisional opponents. We've got three new special teams coordinators in our division.
Wow.
So I've got to get ready for that. So there's a lot of off-season work that goes into doing that. And then we also do some other projects studying some other teams, what they do well, what can fit our scheme fundamentally, scheme-wise. And so it's been a great offseason so far.
It's an interesting way to look at it, three new special teams coordinators in our division, which makes for a lot of work for you to do. I've never thought of it that way, but that's something you have to look at every year. But let's flip the script. For those coordinators coming in to this division when they study the Vikings, what do you hope they see?
I think when you look at the Minnesota Vikings, our special teams, we're going to play hard. We're going to be disciplined. We play with a lot of effort. You find there's very, very few plays throughout the whole season where you see one guy not play hard, a loaf, in other words. And we don't give out a lot of loaf grades because our guys just don't do that. They know we're going to play. We're going to be sound in our schemes. Not going to be real fancy, but we're going to be very, very fundamentally sound. I think we have good players. I think we have good schemes and our guys. We've set the standard pretty high, I think, for special teams in our division. I hope that continues to be an issue.
When you go back and watch the 2014 tape, which I'm sure you've done numerous times, what are some things you like from last season?
You know, I liked our coverage phases. I thought we did a really nice job on kickoff and punt coverage from the year before. 2013, we didn't cover punts or kickoffs very well, in my opinion. We went back to the drawing board, so to speak, and did some different things and tried to mess around with people, keep them uncomfortable with the way we cover. And with their blocking schemes. And then, you know, we just put guys in the right spots and we did some different things with like Marcus Sherrills and Andrew Zendejo and Adam Thielen emerged as a really good cover player. And, Audie Cole had his best year for us. So a lot of guys stepped up and played well. And I think punt and kickoff coverage, we did a really nice job. Punt return, I still thought we did a nice job. And kickoff return, we're number two in the NFL in drive start average. I mean, the touchdowns weren't there, but people weren't kicking to Cordell because of his threat.
I wouldn't kick to him.
I wouldn't either, to be honest with you. Yeah. I'm glad he's on our team.
Yeah.
So, and we look for big things to come in all six phases, to be honest with you.
The Carolina game had to have been fun to go back and watch with the two block kicks for touchdowns.
Oh, big rush! Vikings block the punt!
I watch it every day. I start my day that night.
Yeah,
oh, they blocked it again!
That'd be actually a good strategy.
That would be a good strategy. No, It was a fun game. It was a win. Number one, we won the game. That was the key. You know, Adam Thielen made a phenomenal play with the block and the touchdown. Guys were blocking for him. Jasper Brinkley came in and Everson, picked it up and scored. And throughout the whole game, I thought we played well that whole game on special teams. And, like I said, it helped us win and that was the key.
Blair has been a great player for us the past few seasons. And I think the one redeeming trait that is easy to see in him from an outsider or from the novice point of view is his ability in the clutch.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that started with his first season where he made so many big kicks.
First game, yeah.
Yeah, but can you talk about that a little bit? Is that something that you would say is one of his dominant traits?
One of the things I liked about Blair when we looked, we were looking at kickers that year coming out and knew we wanted to draft one, was his mental toughness. He went through a lot his senior year at Georgia, and he emerged through it, I think, a stronger player, mentally strong. And I loved his mental toughness, and I had great interviews with him at the combine, on the individual workout we did with him down at the University of Georgia. I knew he had all the talent to be an NFL kicker. It was the, can he make that adjustment? And he did, and he has been. You're right, Mike. He's been great in the clutch, and it's been fun to work with him.
With Blair, it's easy to see if it's been mission accomplished for him because it's either a touchback or the ball goes through the uprights on a kick, right? But with Jeff, it's a little bit tougher because we don't know what the coaches are asking of him on any individual punt.
Right.
So how would you assess last season for him, and what are some things you're going to talk to him about this season? Because I know you have points of emphasis with your players every year.
Mm-hmm.
And without giving away state secrets, what are they with Jeff?
No, there's no secrets. I think Jeff is a talented young punter, and it takes a lot longer, I think, for a punter to develop in the NFL than it does a place kicker or kickoff specialist. I've liked his progress the last 2 years, really the last 7-8 games of the year. He emerged as, he's going to be just fine in this league. And I think he owns the Viking record for net punt average with punters over 100 punts. And one of those years was outdoors. So I mean, that's really hard to do. As many games as punters we've had since 1982 that were in the dome, You know, he comes outdoors last year, doesn't bat an eye. And was he always perfect? No. Was he always as good as we want him to be? No. But he really started to become more consistent as the year went on, and I like his progress. Some of the things we need to work on this offseason are to get the ball a little bit longer, you know, kicking into the wind, to let the wind, it's going to hold it up a little bit higher, but we're going to get more distance rather than a 35-yarder that's got a 4.2 hang time. It's now a 42-yarder with a 4.9 hang time.
Sure.
So there are some little things we need to work on. I also want to add, Mike, he's done a phenomenal job as our holder. He's worked very hard at that. He came in, he was below average, and he's really become one of the better holders in the league now.
Coach Zimmer, his first season last season, and you were a coach that was held over from the previous staff. What did you think of year one with Coach Zimmer, and what's in store for year two?
I thought it was great. He's very aggressive. He made me more aggressive because I was not as aggressive here my first 3 years here. But in terms of our fake punt that we had against Chicago, going after punts like we did against Carolina, we went after several other punts, too, that forced bad punts that helped our return game, helped the field position, that hidden yardage factor that you and I have talked about before. I think he's been good for me. Here's what I want. This is what I expect. And if I don't deliver that, he's going to come talk to me about it. If not, he's going to let me do my job. And you can't ask for a better head coach than that.
All right, 2015 shaping up pretty well for us.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm not a big prediction guy, but I am excited about the draft and working with the guys. They're coming back next Monday for the offseason program. It's nice to get our guys back in the building. It's going to be fun.
All right, well, have a good rest of the offseason.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity. Thanks, guys.